42, they knew how to write music back then. Repeat with me, repeat in your heart with me the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated and relax, everybody. God bless you. Good morning. I don't have a robe on, Sherry, and our colors, because I truly believe that I don't want the attention on me and the glitter and the glamour. I believe that the Word of God is strong enough. I'm just a servant. I'm with everybody, and I'm with you, amen? I just, in my heart, to lead and to shepherd, but I'm one of you, amen? I'm a person with you. I fail with you. I stand with you. You lift me up, we lift each other up. And I just feel like this is the way that Paul would have been if he was preaching here, or Timothy was here. Or Peter, amen? It's about the people, amen? Not about the building, not about the denomination, not about rules and regulations, but about this absolute beautiful book. Hallelujah. Are you with me, church? I love you guys. Psalm 25. Let's all read together. We're going to read God's word now. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Yes, you are. Hope is in you. How long is your hope? Hallelujah. Remember, O Lord, your great mercies and love, for they are from of old. How many of you can read that? This is between you and God, but how many of you can read that and say, whew, remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. That's between you and God, amen? Nobody's going to judge you on that. But as you just said, remember not the sins. And guess what? He doesn't, amen? You've been forgiven. According to your love, remember me, for you are good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his way. The ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mr. George, if you mind, I'm going to use your testimony. I'm going to try to do it as quick as I can. And then if you want to give it to Marilyn, I want people to read it. But I want to give that testimony. We did a couple weeks ago, we talked about forgiving, letting go, giving it to God, just putting the things in the past where they belong. And George had a chance to have God's word proven to him. Amen, George? He had a chance. He saw somebody in his past that they were having war. It wasn't that he wanted war. It wasn't that she wanted. But you know how things happen, amen? When you have an argument with somebody and all of a sudden there's war on both sides, amen? Well, George took the message, not from me, but the message from the Bible that we talked about. And he said, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take it and I'm going to let God prove his word. He walked over and he said, look, I'm done. Let's bury the hatchet. It's over. It's in the past. And he told me that she broke out in tears, crying, hugging, and all sorts of love was shared because she too was carrying the burden of that anger. Amen? And he said he just could not get over how everything in the house, everything changed and the spirit changed, and love conquers all. Amen? When you put behind you what you're facing, the anger, the frustrations. And George walked in faith. He walked up in faith and said, you know what? It's time we stop this nonsense. I'm not mad at you. I'm sorry. And guess what? The dam broke and love conquered. Amen? That's the proven word of his testimony. Amen? When things come against you, when people come against you, you must let God take control of that situation. Amen? You must pray about it. And also, you're hearing in the world today, and I want to separate the world and religion, but we can't do that. You can't do that. Because a religion is causing destruction, pain, and all over the world, amen? All over the world. So don't tell me that religion doesn't count. But we have a God who's greater, amen? We have a God in heaven who's victorious, amen? That's why we need to pray all the time for this country, amen? Because, again, I will say to you, what if the reason this country is so great is because we started with prayer and people, and we asked God to bless this country? What if the founders of this country, some of them who may not have believed all the words of the Bible, but they said, you know what, we need this. We need some kind of counsel. We need some kind of control. What if because of that, this country is blessed beyond our belief, amen, with every good thing, amen, the beautiful bounty of our country, the wealth of our country? Where else in the world, where else in the world can you make $20 million a year playing baseball? Amen? Why do people want to come here all the time? Because there's something special here. And why was it special? Maybe the world has taken it away. Maybe some people want to take it away. But why is this country great? Why is it special? Because it was built by people through the Bible. Amen? Through love. Maybe they didn't believe every single word of the Bible. Maybe they didn't take it literally like I do. I confess that. But somehow they knew if we just left it to man, sooner or later some man would take over and we'd have a catastrophe on our hands again. Amen? And we'd have to go back and we'd have to clean up the mess to simply get back to this. These Ten Commandments that God gave us, just imagine, and we couldn't do it, but just imagine if we could have just lived by these Ten Commandments, the difference in the world today. So I'm going to hear some other religion talking about death and talking about if I don't follow them, I'm going to die. That's crazy talk, amen? That's not God talk. That's not holy. That's not spiritual. That's not uplifting. That's putting your hand on somebody and holding them down forever, amen? That's all kinds of bondage. If you don't follow this, you're going to die. That's bondage. Amen. God says if you just live like this, you're going to have a life beyond your dreams of peace and joy and prosperity. Amen. You won't hurt other people. You won't try to hurt other people. You'll be helping other people. Amen. Amen. I told you about 125,000 Union American soldiers, men and women, sons, fathers, and brothers who gave their sacrifice to go over to another place, not to take the country over, but to set people free. Amen. Because they believed this word. They carried the Bible with them. They knew that they were doing the right thing because they knew God. Amen. They went over there and saved people. Amen. That's what we got to do. We got to save people. We got to save this country. Amen. And it's not any worse. You know, people saying it's closer to time. I don't know about that. I don't worry about the time when it's coming. God said not to concern yourself with that. But I'm telling you that we need to pray to get back on the right foot and get away from politics. Get away from the politicians. Because we all have the ones we like and the ones we don't like. Amen. Get to people. Just say, sir, I don't care what party you are. Do you know our God? Do you love our God? Are you going to serve Him with your choices? Are you going to... One word. Are you going to consider Him with your choices? Or are you just going to use it later when a catastrophe happens and you say, well, we need to pray? Jehovah, you just took prayer out of everything. Amen? The testimony from George is the proven word of God. I'm telling you today to get out of your right mind and get into that spiritual mind. I'm not in my right mind. Your pastor is not in his right mind. I want to be in the mind of God more and more every day. You got things going on in your life. You got pain in your life. You got pain in your body. I want you to say, what if, God? Okay, God, I'm going to give it to you. I think it's crazy. I've lived 60 years. I've lived 50 years. I've lived 70 years. Never even caring about this. But Lord, now my pastor said to just trust you, so I'm not even going to care what my pastor says. Now it's between you and me. Prove it. But you got to walk it. Amen. Just let Him prove it. If there's something wrong, say, God, show me what I can do. Show me, Lord, what I'm taking or what I'm not taking or where I can go to get the relief. And He'll show you. Amen. He'll give you ways that you don't understand because you never trusted it before. Amen. That's why people don't understand, because they never trusted Him before like that. Hallelujah. That's the testimony. He's your God. Say that. He's your God. And He wants to be a part. He wants to do joys. That's just like the little bit of a, that's not even the appetizer. He's just showing you something small that He did for you, because He's got a whole dinner planned for you. And the food never runs out. Amen. You might say, well, I was so blessed this week. I don't know what God's going to do. God said, you kidding? That was nothing. Wait until next week. Amen. Praise God. Give Him praise and glory. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. I want you on fire. I want you believing. What if? Just say, what if? Thank you, Lord, for this Bible. Thank you for this book. Lord, thank you, though the people might not believe every page, Lord, it's okay. They might not see it in certain Old Testament. It's kind of hard to believe. All the tremendous miracles, Lord. Oh, fighting battles without even fighting, Lord. The walls of Jericho falling down. All they did was praise God. 7 days and the walls fell. That's impossible, Lord. But wait a minute. We're talking about you. Daniel and the lions, then. That's impossible, Lord. But wait a minute. We're talking about you. How many times have I heard, how can a guy live inside a fish for 3 days? That's right. How could they? Except for God. Hallelujah. We're talking about God. God created all of this for us. He gave us this book, and we've proved it time and time again how this book is real. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, however long ago, here in 2014, this book is alive and well. Men have tried to destroy it. Men have tried to take it away. Men have tried to change it. It can't happen. This book's still alive. God is still alive. Thank you, Lord, that we draw closer to you, that this church will be full of testimonies. Full of testimonies that brothers and sisters can see and nod their heads and say, that's right, that's God, that's right. I know that. I did that too. That's God. That's what church is for. That's where you come to get fed that kind of strength, that kind of stability that changes things. Oh, I don't feel good in the beginning. God, you're with me. I can feel better later. Help me. I know there's a way, Lord. I'm following you, Lord. Prove your word to me. I'm not going to think like I think before, Lord, because I limited myself. I thought I was so smart, Lord. I thought I had all this, but I never talked to you. So I guess maybe I wasn't as smart as I thought. So now I'm going to include you in my thoughts, Lord. Maybe I'm not ready to accept 100%. Maybe I'm not ready to accept 80%. But Lord, I'm going to include you in my thoughts, though. I'm going to include you. So we're going to talk more, Father. I promise I'll come and spend more time with you and just talk while I'm driving or while whatever I'm doing. We can talk. And then I'll listen to you, Lord. I'll listen to your words. I'll listen to you and see how you guide me, Lord. And see the other things that you got, just like we read. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious days. Lord, you've forgotten those. I know you have, because there's joy in my heart today. There's love in my heart today, Lord. And there's a promise of you in my heart today. So I know that you forgot those. Let the world see this God. Let the world wake up and see this God is not a taker, but a giver. And that will change the world one person at a time. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I get an amen? Stay with me. This is going to be exciting. You're going to love this. This is not a message to get you worried. This is a message of hope and strength. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. My wife showed me the front of the bulletin before we... And she said it made her spirit just... We were talking to her brother, who has had many troubles in his life, but he's on a path now we're praying for. And he's on the way to church here today, and he said to me exactly, right honey, exactly the words that it's exactly, word for word, what's on the front of that. You read the front of your bulletin, you see, those that are first shall be last. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. Humble yourself and let God lift you up. Let those who boast, they've had the reward, amen. Are you with me to believe? Tell me that you want to believe today. Tell me that you're ready to believe something that you may think or you may have thought in your life was crazy, amen? Or you maybe you didn't know. And I'm going to tell you that there's so much more than we could cover. But I'm going to do my best. Miss Pat, I'm going to do my best to get it out. Hallelujah. I'm starting in the book of, let's see where I am. Revelation 12:7. I'm going to do a lot of reading, Mr. Frank, so you might want to take some, if I get ahead of you, I'll try to remember. 12:7. And a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. For they did not prevail, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Where was he sent? To the earth. Hallelujah. He deceives the whole world. He was cast out. And his angels were cast out. Satan simply means accuser. The word Satan means accuser. That's what it means. That's simple. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. John is saying that Jesus is coming. The devil's cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcome, and you overcome the devil every day because of Jesus and the word of his testimony, which is the word of God. Amen? That's how you... And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea. For the devil has come down to you having a great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. The devil is here causing all kinds of trouble. The spirit world is causing all kinds of trouble. Are you with me? People with other religions causing death. And you know that's not from God. Amen? The devil's got his hand in that. Evil. Remember that when you remove good, what fills it? Evil. Amen. Anytime you take good out of something, the only thing left is evil. Amen. And the Bible is telling us that first of all, the angels are real. Amen. Telling us that Satan is real. Amen. Telling that he's here. This is what the Bible has told us. Amen. So you have to understand that in order to start your spiritual warfare. Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says he goes around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. Are you? He's not. He just goes around like one. You have more power than the devil. Okay, we started that. Now I want to take you back. I'm going to go into Daniel. Daniel 7:9. This is Daniel. Listen now, you want to know, somebody said about heaven. I'm going to take you there. Daniel said, I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. That's God the Father. That's God. The Ancient of Days is God. His garment was white as snow. It was clean. It was pure. And the hair on his head was like pure wool. It was beautiful. And listen, his throne was a fiery flame. Its wheels a burning fire. Hallelujah. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Now listen to this, brothers and sisters. You're going to take a walk with me. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the book was opened. What is that telling us? Ten of thousands of angels were around the Lord. Amen? Thousands and thousands of angels around the throne of God. Have you ever heard that before? Let me tell you about angels. Let me first of all, some of them are called seraphims. S-E-R-A-P-H-I-M or seraphs. They're called, those are the burning ones or the nobles. Their position in heaven is to fly around the altar. Fly around where the God is. Amen? Fly around his throne. And they praise him. They constantly glorify. They praise him. The Bible says how many there were. What does it say? Thousands upon thousands and thousands of angels are ministering to God. God the Father. They're flying around. Amen? Sometimes they're called the ones of love. Now the other angels are called cherubs. Have you ever heard that name? Cherubims or cherubs? You see a little somebody, a little cute. I'll tell you about the cherubs. They're not cute little pudgy little fellas like we see in cartoons. Amen? They're not at all. In fact, they're just the opposite. The cherubs are almost frightening. They're so powerful. If you ever saw one, you'd be scared so bad you wouldn't leave your house for a week. With six wings and flames and eyes of fire. Amen? They are not flying over the throne. They are beside the throne. They are alongside God. They are circled around God the Father. They are the protectors. And if all of you ever read the Bible, and I know Fred that because he reads the Bible, the cherubs are actually right this minute protecting the Garden of Eden. Amen? When you remember when Adam and Eve was sent out, he sent a cherub on each side to protect it. They are fire. Amen? They are powerful. They're not cute little pudgy little fellas flying around with a pair of wings with a halo on their head. They are just the opposite. But they are God's ministering servants. Amen? That's a touch of heaven. That's what heaven's about. Those are angels. Those are angels. You say, well, so what? Those are angels for God. Amen? How many people are angels? Are they real? Okay, well, up there in heaven and they circle the throne and they stand at the throne and they guard the Garden of Eden. What's that got to do with us? Oh, yeah, God's beautiful. He's got the long white hair, the pure. He's pure. God the Father, Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91:11 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." Uh-oh. Better start changing what I'm thinking here. "For he shall give his angels charge to" who? To you, Walter. Angels are charged to you to help you in all your ways. Psalm 91:11, it says it right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 34, listen to this. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Listen, "The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and deliver them." What does it say? What does it say, Ms. Pat? The angels are around you. They encamp around those who love the Lord. Amen? You're not alone. Say that with me. You're not alone. This is a spiritual now, okay? We're talking in the spirit. I want you to be stronger in the spirit. Amen? And when you read, when I read more, you're going to say, wow, that sounds exactly like, wait, that's what I needed to hear. I want you to know that today, Miss Donna, that you're not alone. That this is just, this is with you and God. He's got angels around you. And he said, well, how can he have so many? Because the Bible already told us. How many angels are in heaven? Thousands upon thousands and 10,000 of 10,000. So he's got plenty. Amen? I just got to tell you, and I know it makes people's heart happy, so I'm not judging. I just want you to know that when we lose somebody we love, a child passes away, and we get sad, and somebody says, oh, they're an angel in heaven. I said, no, they're not. They're higher than the angels, amen? I'm going to read to you that you said, oh, no, you don't want to be an angel because an angel is a servant of God, amen? An angel has a job. They're ministering spirits, amen? They're not like us. When a child goes to heaven, he becomes family in heaven. Say that with me. Family in heaven. We read before. Remember I told you to remember what with that prayer. Predestined to sons. Amen. And if you're a son of God, when you go to heaven, the last thing you're going to be is a servant. Amen. You're a son. Is your son a servant? Our son was with us for 8 days. He didn't serve us. We served him. We loved him. Amen. And you get to heaven, God serves. Amen. His angels serve. But right here, right now, Miss Dale, the angels are serving us. Doesn't mean everything's going to be good and peaceful. Amen. Because we got tribulation. Remember, the devil's here. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who deliver us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Back to Daniel. Whew. This is really powerful right here. And I want you to understand as I read this. I had one time in my life where I actually felt like I was in the presence of something holy. I was out in the woods one day years ago and I started to pray. I mean, I just started to pray. Talk to God and pray. And I remember that I had to put my bow and arrow down on the ground, and I remember tears flowing out of my eyes. I wasn't sad. I was not sad. I was in a place so beautiful, and I started to weep. I never weep like that. And I started to just feel so good inside me. Not on the outside, but inside me. And I realized that I was in the presence. I was at Mrs. Reynolds, George. The presence of something so beautiful, so incredible that I was praying, and I must have got at that one time where I was just right there. That was my only thing, not anything else. The woods were beautiful. The day was beautiful. The last thing I could care about was a deer because it was so real to me. And I felt so strong inside. So I remember walking out thinking, Lord, I'm glad when it ended because I couldn't take anymore. It was so overwhelming that I'm thinking, true, nobody could stand in the presence of God like that. If Jesus came in here in his glory, trust me, we couldn't stand in that presence, amen? Because it's so beautiful. It's so awesome. It's so, it's just everything that you can imagine. It was overwhelming to the joy, to the good. I can only tell you as a witness that it was absolutely the most wonderful feeling that I could ever imagine ever having by yourself with God. Amen? I left walking out of the woods thinking, geez, if it lasted any longer, I don't know if I could have stood it. It was so wonderful. And I tell you that because I want you to hear that it's what with the angels. Amen? Angels are real. Could you say that with me? Angels are real. Hallelujah. Now on the 24th day of the first month, Daniel said, I was by the side of a great river, that is the Tigris. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. That's simply a region where gold was found, Miss Pat. The gold of Uphaz. Uphaz is a place. You might have pronounced it wrong. Are you with me? But it was the gold of the most beautiful gold there is. Hallelujah. And his body was like a burl. B-E-R-Y-L. And you say, well, I don't know what that means, so I'll just read over it. But let me, I stop you. Because I wanted to do this right. I looked it up exactly to tell you what burl is. If you know already, you can help me. Hallelujah. It's a gemstone, but a very, very special gemstone. It's very important. It's transparent. It's a stone in the world. Amen? Are you with me? Burl is a gemstone in the world. Yes, sir. 10. Daniel 10, 4. Frank, I'm sorry. Thank you, brother. You just keep doing that, Frankie, if I forget. He brings his Bible to church. What a concept. And burl is transparent, but it has colors of blue, green, yellow, orange, brown, pink, and purple. The two most familiar are emeralds and, I want to get that right, emeralds and aquamarine, amen? It's a blue and an emerald. So Daniel sees this guy coming, and he's got the most beautiful gold. And he looks, he's got the look of burl. He's got gemstones. He must be shining and colored like something he's never seen before, amen? You see an angel like that, it's like something he's never seen before. And he's telling us, he's describing to you, Bernie, what an angel looks like sometimes. And he's saying, oh my God, it was just... He's trying his best to tell you how beautiful, just like I was trying to tell you, what I was just mentioning, how wonderful. Girded with gold, his body was like burl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Oh my God. He was with an angel, amen? Angels. And I, Daniel, now listen, I love this. Daniel alone saw the vision. For the men who were with him did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Daniel saw the vision, and the other men, not knowing and not believing, they just got afraid, amen? They didn't know what was going on, but you ever feel that way, that you're afraid and you just want to go somewhere? That's what the men did. They just hid. That's all they did. Therefore, Daniel said, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me. Amen, amen. For my vigor was turned into fertility in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. He was in the presence of God. Are you ready? Suddenly, Daniel says, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, listen to what he says to Daniel, because this is what they'll say to you. Oh, Daniel, great man, greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. You're predestined to be what? We read it in the prayer, sons, amen? Sons. So when I say that Daniel was a greatly man, beloved, so are you, amen? So are you, Fred. You need to claim it. You're a great man, beloved by God, amen? You're a son today. Hallelujah. While he was still speaking, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. Now listen to this. How many have prayed for something hasn't happened yet? Happen. I'm sorry about that. Have you prayed for something that hasn't happened yet? Nancy's back might still be hurting. Your arm might still... Yeah, I got prayers out there for family, right? You wonder why sometimes? God's telling us why. He said, do not fear, Daniel, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. He told Daniel, from the first time you prayed, George, God heard your prayer. He heard your prayer the first second he heard it. But sometimes things happen, amen? But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which stood me 21 days... That wasn't a person, ladies and gentlemen. That was Satan. That was Satan's angels who were, remember we read about cast down from heaven? Because no man on this earth can stand in front of an angel and defeat him. Amen? So he's telling Daniel, I was fighting the spiritual war. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there would have been with the king of Persia. He said, I was alone, but Michael, the archangel Michael, who's a warrior, amen? Michael the warrior came to help him. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. He's still out of his mind scared. He's standing in front of God, and suddenly one having the likeness of the sons of man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk to you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is there any breath left in me. Daniel was, he was so awed and so astounding in the Lord, he couldn't. And listen to what God said, and he's going to say this to you. This will say this to you anytime you feel like that. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, oh, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. He told Daniel, peace be to you, dearly beloved. Amen? George, God loves you more than you can understand. You are a part of the family. Amen? You're a part of his family. We're not talking about men and women here. We're talking about God in spirit. Amen? He called Daniel beloved. He'll call you beloved. That's the way God works. Amen? That's what the word says. He was so weak that the angel touched him and said, be strong, be of good courage. Amen? Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Lord. I want you to, this last bit here, stay with me. Get ready, because this is awesome. This is your world, amen? This is your battle with God, amen? How many want to be closer to God? How many? How many want to know that God is involved in your lives? How many want to have faith beyond your own understanding? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings. Hallelujah. 6, verse 8, Frank. You got things coming against you. You got battles you're fighting. You want the spirit world. Sometimes you don't think God is with you. I know you feel that way. We all felt that way. Where's God today? He didn't answer my prayer today. But you know, he's carried you through. That's funny. We always say God didn't answer my prayer, but he carried us through the other day. Amen? He didn't answer you on Tuesday, so maybe he's not. Maybe you're a day closer to the answer. Have you ever thought that way? If your prayer doesn't get answered today, some people give up. Amen? How many know that? They give up. But if you're a believer, if he doesn't answer your prayer today, guess what? The next day makes it a day closer, amen? A day closer. And that starts changing your thoughts and your strength, Mr. Larry. Welcome back. Good to see you. Now, the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants. The king is talking to his servants. He's saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once, but twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said, "Hey, come here. Will you not show me which one of us is for the king of Israel?" See, the king of Syria met with his men, see, and he thought he was telling his men what to do, see. Are you with me? And then he started to do it, and he looked, and Israel was there waiting for him. He said, "Wait a minute. Who's working with that team?" And he's confused, amen? And he's angry. He said his heart was greatly troubled by this thing. Greatly troubled. Not just a little, greatly troubled. And he called to his servant, saying, "Will you not show me which one of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel. He tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." The prophet Elisha, he was with Elijah. He's the one that followed Elijah. He's saying that he's a prophet of God. Amen? God in heaven, he's a prophet, and he knows what you're doing, and he's telling them. Therefore, he's saying, so he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Oh, he's mad. Woo-hoo! He mad. "Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there." What did he send? A great army. He's mad. Hallelujah. "And they came by night and surrounded the city." Sometimes you might feel surrounded. Sometimes you might feel overwhelmed. Sometimes you might get a bad report and think that this is it. You might be in that surrounded city. "And when the servant of the man of God," "when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, we're in for it now. What shall we do?'" A non-believer who doesn't know what you do, who doesn't have the spiritual what you have, says to him, "We're in trouble. Look out there. We're in trouble. We're sunk." Amen? He said, "But Elisha answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.'" Can you ever say that? You probably would never say that because you never really looked at it in the spiritual way, Miss Mary. I don't know. You're thinking, "What are you talking about? Those are with more." And then Elisha prayed and he said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Hallelujah. The mountains were full of angels. The guy didn't see it. You might not be believing strong enough so you don't see it. Amen? Elisha knew. He saw it. He told him to go and look. And then he prayed. God opened his eyes. And he went out and he said, "Oh my God, angels of fire around everybody." Imagine that. In your spiritual battles, you might have prayed, and it might take a while. Maybe because it's such a powerful prayer, and Satan knows the power of the prayer. And let me know, he knows because you speak it all the time, and you speak the doubt, and you speak what you're afraid of. Satan knows your weakness, amen? So he's going to put every block, he's going to put every angel in the way of that prayer getting through. Let me tell you, he's going to put more people in front of it because he knows. He knows what you don't know. He knows that God's going to answer the prayer, and he knows when the answer's coming, amen? So you'll tell me, and I know you're going to say yes. A lot of times, just before your prayer gets answered is when you feel the weakest. You feel like you're just defeated. There's nothing left to do, and there's God answering your prayer, amen? Because Satan knows when God's going to answer. You're not alone. You're not alone. Angels. Angels around the mountain. He saw them. You need to see angels on your mountain. You need to see angels on your car. You need to see angels in your life. You don't call on them. They're not your servants. Amen? They're ministering servants from God to help us. Amen? They're not at your beck and call. They're at God's beck and call. Amen? But he's promised that they would be there for us. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Aren't they not ministering spirits? Hallelujah. Our inheritance. Hallelujah. You're not alone. You've got angels. power from on high helping you. Sometimes you might have thought you did something so bad that you didn't know how to get out, but you got out of it. Something so bad happened to you and you didn't know what you were going to do, but you got out of it. Maybe you made a mistake. I make mistakes. God carries me through, amen? Because he loves me and he loves you. Do you have enough strength to believe in the Spirit? When you leave here today, you might not see the angels on the trees or sitting upon the houses, but when you leave here today because you love him, his ministering servants are waiting for you. They're out there, they're real, waiting for you to protect you, to keep you, to keep you safe, to help fight your battles. Amen? That's the God. That's why all the stuff I read in the Bible today, it's all in this book. I had so much fun. Look, there's so much more we could talk about with angels. But I had so much fun because it feeds me learning about all this and being stronger. Amen? It's all in this one book. Amen? For you. Give him praise and glory. He'd love to tell the God's angels, you can tell me that I'm crazy and just say when you leave here, I don't believe it. And guess what God will do? He won't push his angels on you. Amen? So if you don't want to carry the Spirit strength and you don't want to see God, he said, that's fine. Amen? That's the God of love. Amen? He said, if you don't love me, or if you don't want to believe any of what you want to believe is fine. He's not going to condemn you for it. It's just you lose out on the dessert. Amen? You lose out on the main. You lose out to try to find what if. I'm going to tell you each week, what if this Bible is perfectly right? Amen? That's your blessing for me. Spiritual battle. Thank you, Lord. I read and put your sermons together each week. It brings me so much joy to have God talking to me. Now, I'll have things written and I'll just cross them off because he talks more and I feel his presence and I change the words sometimes. I like that. But it's like somebody searching for wonderful things in the middle of the mountains, trying to find treasures. And each time I see something and I look it up, I found a treasure. When I read the Word of God and I don't understand a word and I look it up, I find a treasure. Because all of a sudden, I understand. Or understand, I see how beautiful it is. I'm not afraid anymore. If you read in Revelation, and I'm sure you do, about the angels and what they look like, you wouldn't want to see one like that. You wouldn't want to see an angel the way that he is. Because it would scare you. Amen. You wouldn't understand. That's what it is. You just wouldn't understand. But they're powerful creatures that God has assembled for us. And they watch over us. Hallelujah. Servants. Messengers. When you look up words like bull and the gold of Uphaz, and you find out what it is, it makes you say, oh, yeah, that's great. Hallelujah. And when you know Jesus, you never stop wanting more. Hallelujah. He took the bread and he blessed and broke it and he said, this is my body being torn for you. Oh, what he was going to do for us. And he simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name. Says to remind you that this is simply grape juice, but we're doing in remembrance of God. And he took the blood, poured it into a cup. He took the wine and poured it into a cup and said, this is my blood being shed for you. And according to the book of Matthew, for the remission of your sins. What greater gift could he have given you? Hallelujah. And he simply said to do this in remembrance of him. So much more we could have talked about with the angels, and maybe I'll put another sermon together because it's so beautiful. And sometimes God sends an angel to you and you don't even know it. It's a person. It looks like a person. It looks like a real person. And he says, could I have a drink of water? And you give him a drink of water. Maybe somebody's standing on a street corner that needs a little help. Maybe you give him a dollar bill because you feel, you know, you bring him in and buy him a hamburger. Say, you thought a good deed, and God says to you later, I was just having fun. That was one of my angels. I just wanted to see the love that you would give to him. So you give one to who's somebody in need. He said, you've given to somebody in need. You've given to me, he said. I know you because you gave to somebody in need. You helped somebody who didn't have. Amen. God does that. You know, God's got a wonderful way about him, a sense of humor, you might say, or a wonderful way of showing himself to us sometimes. The only thing you got to do is believe. That's all, Miss Pat. You got to believe. After that, anything is possible. Amen. There's no regulations in this church. There's no bondage. We're going to have the free will offering in a minute. It's between you and God. Amen? It's the way the Bible says that we should simply believe. Hallelujah. You fall down out in the world and you think the world's going to come against you, you come back in this house. We lift you up. Amen? We lift you up with God's word. We don't stand behind your sin. Amen? We never stand behind. We never compromise the word of God. Amen? We never stand. We don't go by what's popular. Amen? We don't care about what's popular. We care about what God said because the end result is a blessing for both people. Amen? We don't take a poll and say, what should we agree on today? And that's what we'll agree on. No, it's not about that. Amen? The world does that enough. We don't do that here. We don't compromise his word because we want everybody blessed. Amen? You're a member here because you walked through the door. That's how I feel about it. You're a member of this church because you chose to walk through that door and become part of our family. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe. I wish I could see Elijah's servant. I wish I could see what he saw. One time, walk outside and see how many angels were there. You know, God's not going to show you that because he said, you just got to believe. And it starts with Jesus. Amen? You got to believe. He shed his blood for us. He sits at the right hand of his Father for us. Hallelujah. And he simply said, do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name.